Good morning, listeners. We continue to look at five characteristics of God from Scripture that can enhance our worship of Him. We have already looked at God as worker and mother. Today, we examine the portrayal of God as husband. God is likened to a husband to Israel in two Old Testament passages. The first is Isaiah 54 verse 5, which states, "Your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer." The other is Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 14, which warns Israel, "Return, faithful people, declares the Lord, for I am your husband. I will choose you." If God is a husband to Israel, then there must be of certainty a marriage and a wife. First, we will focus on the marriage, then God as husband, and then we examine the role of his wife. Firstly, the marriage made in heaven. Isaiah 62 verse 5 declares, "As a young man marries a young woman, so will your builder marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you." Jeremiah 31 verse 32 adds further, "It will not be like the covenant I made with your ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them from out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord." After delivering Israel from Egypt, Yahweh established his marriage covenant with them with the blood of young bulls sacrificed on an altar at the foot of Mount Sinai. Exodus 24 verse 8 tells us that Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." However, the children of Israel never lived up to their end of the marriage arrangement with God. So he promised through the prophet Jeremiah that he would establish a new covenant with Israel, where he would forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. He also promised through Ezekiel that he would give them a new heart and put a new spirit in them. He would remove from them a heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, whereby they would love him and willingly obey his commands. This new covenant was established through the blood of Jesus, whose blood became the blood of the new covenant. In a sense, God paid the bride price for this marriage with the blood of his son. In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20 tells us, "You were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies." And 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19 also tells us, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." All who enter through faith, evidenced by repentance, into this new covenant of marriage with God through Jesus will have all their sins forgiven, to be remembered no more, and will be given a new heart of love, which will be willingly want to obey his commands. The people of faith, whether Jew or Gentile, enter this permanent marriage with God as husband, and we will be his loving bride. We now examine the role of God as husband. As in most marriages, where the man chooses the woman he wishes to marry, God is also the one who chose his bride. He chose Israel out of all the nations to be his wife. Under the new covenant, he has chosen all believers out of the world to be his wife, both individually and collectively as the church. He loves us, protects us, cherishes us, provides for us, extends compassion and grace to us daily. He is sensitive to our needs and understands our weaknesses. He is proud of us, his wife, and rejoices and sings over us. In this marriage, God has proven himself to be faithful and trustworthy husband, demonstrating and modeling what true husbands ought to be like. However, there is a side to God that most people may not like. Scripture tells us that God is a jealous God. He is jealous over his wife. Exodus 34:14 says, "Do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." The many occasions when God punished Israel because of their unfaithfulness were evidence of his jealous wrath. In Ezekiel 16:32, God accused Israel to the face of their infidelity, declaring, "You adulterous wife, you prefer strangers to your husband." God expects his wife to remain faithful to him and not to run after idols of this world. On the positive side, however, God is also described as Israel's redeemer. To redeem means to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for payment. Though Israel was unfaithful to her lover and deserted him many times over, he still pursued them to win back their love. This was dramatically portrayed in the life of the prophet Hosea and his wandering wife Gomer. Though she left him for another man and had fallen into slavery, Hosea lovingly went after her to redeem her and to take her back home. This story of God's redemption in history prefigured what God would do for sinful man on the cross of Calvary to redeem mankind back to himself, to bring man back to the home where he belongs. This is grace, amazing grace. If there's a husband, then there must be of necessity be a wife. All believers in Jesus, whether Jew or from any other nation on earth, have collectively become God's wife. God paid a heavy price through the death of his son to purchase us to be his wife. He expects each of us as his wife to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are to respectfully fear him and submit to his will. He expects us to obey him, trust him, and be devoted to him and remain faithful to him. Therefore, God as husband requires our love, trust, and obedience, even when it seems that our lives may be in danger or things are not going well for us as we would want. That is when he wants us to prove our faithfulness to him and to trust his complete love for us. In the hard times, many of his saints want to give up on God and turn to the world for release and love, which only proves to be a shallow love. No, it is definitely in the hard, tough times that we are to prove that we are worthy wives of our great King. Let not the disappointment expressed by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11, 2-3 be said of us. "I am jealous of you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your pure and sincere devotion to Christ." Let us not allow the bling of this world, the sweet talk of the devil, who is only out to deceive us, to pull us away from our pure devotion to our loving and faithful husband. Nothing out there is worth it. Going astray will only lead to disappointment and heartache. In conclusion, we must reaffirm that God is a good husband. He has proven himself to be a loving husband to his wife. He is the greatest lover there is. What a privilege to be chosen as His bride. He has proven His love for us through the death of His Son, Jesus. Don't let your trouble and the cares of this world cause you to turn away from His love. No matter what difficulty you may be going through at this moment, remember that nothing can separate you from His great and awesome love. God bless, and see you next Sunday.